Talk to me.
Welcome to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Colette Marshall. I'm the Worldwide Brands Marketing Director. Unfortunately, Chris is out today. He has caught a case of the flu. Seems to be a lot going around this time of year. Liquidation presents a great opportunity for online sellers looking to see some serious profit margins. But you really have to know what you're doing, or you can really get burnt. So today we're talking to Chad Maslick of SurplusToProfits.com about what his own extensive experience with liquidation sourcing has taught him, about what to do and what not to do when buying surplus goods. Chad, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you on. So, you know, we've often talked about surplus and liquidation, but, you know, why don't you give us your perspective since you've been working with it quite a bit?
Well, surplus and liquidation items are a very excellent source of products for people looking to make some extra money. A lot of people want to sell on eBay or sell at flea markets or their local retail stores. Surplus and liquidation items are an excellent source as well as wholesale products as well, but a lot of times what happens is people look for a source of products to sell on eBay, and they have a difficult time finding products to sell cheaper than what buying products cheaper to than what people are selling them for on eBay. So a lot of times surplus and liquidated items are a very excellent source to make money on.
Definitely. I mean, now surplus and liquidation, you know, most of the time they come from reclamation, distribution centers. But, you know, can you give us your take on what the difference is between the surplus and liquidation items?
Well, sure. Surplus and liquidation items are merchandise that's sent to reclamation distribution centers from various types of store chains. These are products that's going to be shelf pulls, closeouts, customer returns, recalled items, or discontinued products. They could be overstocks. They're usually categorized in various categories such as clothing, electronics, households, hard goods, soft goods, and various other categories. But what happens is the retail stores will sell these to reclamation or the distribution centers.
Definitely for pennies usually, right?
Right, for a percentage on the wholesale dollar. And what they do is they in turn resell these products to the end consumer for a percentage on the wholesale dollar. So this is where you can find great merchandise and awesome deals to resell. Now, the reason is a lot of these could be new items. Often they can be damaged. The stores need to clear them from their inventory to make room for other products as they only have a limited amount of shelf space. Now, there's several reasons these products are removed from the store, but these products can come in all types of conditions, and they're usually available in different categories. Now, surplus and liquidation items, even with that, they're an excellent source of products to resell. You can purchase them for literally pennies on a dollar, and there's a lot of great items and products that you can pick up to resell for profit, which is a little bit different than wholesale and dropship items. Wholesale and dropship items will have a little bit of a higher cost associated with them, and much
right,
of the time,
right.
They're going to include warranties, and they could be new products.
Now, you know, you make a great point, Chad. You know, the thing that the biggest difference with surplus and liquidation is that you're buying items in a bulk, and like you said, they're damaged items, or they're not necessarily new items, but it's a part of the supplier chain. You know, sometimes I get feedback from our customers that they're confused from the liquidation surplus. They think it's a middleman situation when they go talk to these liquidation distribution centers. That's not the case. This is a necessary part of supply chain for suppliers, for merchants. You know, they got to get rid of these material because they got to make way for the new stuff. So you put that exactly, you know, that's a lot of the times we're saying to our customers, this is necessary, and you can find some fabulous deals, but there are things you have to watch out for.
Absolutely. One of the things that I think that one very important point that you mentioned was it is a necessary part of the supply chain. A lot of times I think that the stores, you know, whether the major department stores, retail stores, whether they're national store chains, or maybe just a local mom-and-pop shop, they need a place to liquidate their returned items or their closeout items. And they're in the business of selling things and moving the new products off of their shelves, and they have to have a place to sell to remove those items.
There's only so long you can have clearance boxes in your retail store.
Right.
Now, what are the most important aspects of buying and selling surplus and liquidated items? You know, the things that you need to know before you start buying and selling these types of products.
Well, that's a great question. If you're new to buying pallets of bulk merchandise, I would certainly suggest not to start off buying a whole truckload to begin with. I'd suggest to start off with a few pallets, sell them, roll any and all profits into the next load, and try to grow the profits into your next purchase. Now, I think that there have been a lot of people getting burnt because they don't know, a lot of people don't understand how to buy the products up front. And with a smaller liquidation purchase, what you can do is you can test the market. You have less risk, and you can gain the experience with a lot less pressure than trying to figure out what to do with an entire truckload of and thousands of dollars of stuff that you realize that you can't sell.
Right, and that's what you mean by burnt. You know, where people, you know, the horror stories I've heard are where people have bought this huge, you know, three different pallet loads of electronic goods. They get all the electronic goods and find that none of them work.
Exactly, absolutely,
yeah.
Right.
So what is the key to then selling surplus items?
Well, the key to selling surplus items is to sell them as soon as you get it loaded in. You want to sell them as quickly as possible. You want to have a quick turnaround time. I typically like to try to within 30 days or actually faster. Usually most people's bills comes due within 30 days, so you like to get them in and move them out quickly. So you always want to have a revolving door of product flow.
You made a great point, you know, starting small is always the way to go, you know, test that market out, purchase just a little bit of quantity, and then that way you also learn what kind of quality that liquidator tends to have within their pallets. You know, you inevitably with liquidation, you're going to have damaged product. You
right,
can expect
absolutely.
That. You
absolutely.
Know? So you're saying the key is to turn everything around in 30 days, you know, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, as quickly as possible.
Right.
30 days would be ideal, I would say. You know, I usually sometimes, when I first started out, it would take me quite a bit longer than that. But once you get a system, I would suggest people have a streamlined system. They get their product in and they can get it out and just as quickly as you possibly can. Now, I understand that everyone's different situation is a little bit different. Maybe someone is selling items that they have a higher profit margin on, and they may not need to turn it as quick as 30 days. But, you know, they can, depending on their situation, it's just a good standpoint, good time frame that I like to operate off of.
Now, how would you compare the profits from surplus and liquidation with those from other wholesale methods?
Well, that's a great question. Surplus and liquidation products can be attained usually at a cheaper price than dropship and regular wholesale products. So this means that the profit margins are going to usually be higher with surplus and liquidation merchandise. Now, like we mentioned, I know you made a great point of a lot of times there will be damaged products. So you always have to take into account for the damaged merchandise, but you're still going to be able to make the percentage of price that you can purchase them for. You'll be able to have the opportunity to make higher profits. Now, dropship and wholesale merchandise are usually purchased at a higher cost than surplus. So there's not going to be high of a profit. There may not be high of a profit margin regarding if you're selling on eBay. Now, that's why I always say it's important to have a back-end selling process, which is where you can sell the additional products to your customer after an initial sell. So a key to maybe moving your slow-moving surplus and liquidation items are what's called back-end selling, which is back-end selling is where you're selling to your customer a product or your service or your product after they bought, or you can, at the point of sale, you can do what's called an upsell where you can offer your customer another product at the point of sale. It's kind of like when you go to McDonald's and you place your order and they say, would you like fries with that? So these are two ways that you can move.
I always get trapped by that.
Is that right? those are two ways that you can actually move your surplus and liquidation items quicker.
Right. Now, the other thing about surplus and liquidation products is they're not always repeatable. You know, sometimes you get a great pallet load that sells
right.
really well, but there's no guarantee that you're going to get another pallet load. Mm-hmm. And that's another big difference between drop shipping and wholesales. Because those are a new product that you're constantly getting from a supplier, it's very repeatable. Mm-hmm. But you can find some great upsells, and as you send back-end selling products that you can sell to your customer base.
Right, that is a great point. Yep.
What do you think a common misconception is among the average person looking to buy surplus items or bulk products to resell?
Well, I think many people enter purchasing bulk products with sort of a garage sale mentality. they kind of browse around and think they're going to find a great deal purchasing in a bulk product and purchasing pallets maybe at their local outlet store, and that's great. And they go for it, and they find themselves eventually at times with a room full of junk products. Now, that's not to scare anyone off. It's if someone wants to make money and do that, that's fine, but I think the key point is having a plan to know what someone is doing and what types of products that they're getting into, how to buy them, and knowing what the market is to that they're going to sell to. And I think that the most common mistaken idea is that people see or hear other people buying this product and that product for such a low price, they automatically want to go out and do the same. So I think I think it's important to understand how to buy products and know what products to look for and know how to sell them and how to and have a plan to buy and a plan to sell.
Yeah, and that's, that's especially the case with liquidation and surplus, but it's a common trait with any sourcing that you do.
Right.
So that we're approaching the break already so quickly. It's quite amazing. Time just travels so quickly. It's time for a break. Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. To stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news, we'll continue learning more with Chad Maslip when we return. I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. In writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
Are you an idea person? Do you have a better way to do something? Have you seen other people get rich in ideas you have had? Whether you're a professional inventor, involved in product innovation, or simply have a good idea, you should be reading Inventor's Digest. Inventor's Digest has everything for the inventor. The newest technology, great financing options, legal resources. Inventor's Digest brings you the who, what, when, where, and how-to of inventing. Inventor's Digest is exciting. It's inspiring. And if you act now, it's also a great deal. Go to InventorsDigest.com and click on the subscribe button. InventorsDigest.com. Inventors Digest. What a great idea.
When someone you care about needs help living independently, it's a very challenging time. Chances are you're not as prepared as you'd like to be, so where do you start? The internet is a great place, but you could spend hours of searching and even more hours sorting through the information you've gathered. There's a better way. Spend just a few minutes completing a free independent living assessment at interimhealthcare.com. With over 40 years of home care experience, Interim has developed a series of questions to help identify factors that may place someone's safety at risk. In the short amount of time it takes to answer these questions, you can learn what places someone in an unsafe situation and receive immediate suggestions. You can even arrange for an interim healthcare professional to visit your home to develop a customized support program for your special needs and budget. It all starts with your free independent living assessment. Take it now by logging on to interimhealthcare.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you? Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.